Welcome back to Lift Up Your Hearts podcast. This is a podcast where I do contemplative Ignatian style prayer in front of a camera so that anyone can see that this prayer life is possible. If you are struggling to understand scriptures on a personal level, not a theological necessarily, but a personal level, and to pray, this podcast is for you. Today is a somber day. It is Good Friday. I'm recording this on Good Friday, and I just wanted to do a podcast doing a little bit of an exercise. This isn't going to be in any scripture particularly, but the life of St. Peter these last couple days. What would it have been like? And I'd like us to just take a little journey. And I'm going to use my imagination to think about what it might have been for him. This heroic saint that has been given a new name, Peter, Rock, and Jesus says, you know, he gives him this title. He gives him not just a new name, but a title amongst the disciples to be a form of a leader. And I just want to journey with you. Everyone knows kind of his threefold betrayal of Jesus, his threefold denial of Jesus, and then, you know, his redemption a little bit at the end of the Gospel of John. But man, I don't think enough about what it would have been like during those 3 or 4 days after Jesus is arrested. I can sense there's a lot of fear. Peter, who drew his sword and cut off the servant's ear, Malchus, and then he fled. He fled, and then Jesus is in jail that night, and I really doubt that Peter got any sleep. I bet you that was, everything was running through his head. What is going on? What are they going to do? You know, we know what's going to happen. We know on Good Friday, Jesus is going to die, and then he's going to rise. But they had no clue. I mean, they had insights, but we can tell pretty clearly that they had a lot of fear, and they didn't know what was going on. And I'm guessing there's a lot of people out there, listening or not listening, that have a lot of fear in their life and don't know what's going to happen and what that might be like to live these couple days with St. Peter. We see this fearful interaction at the garden, and then Jesus is taken off. He's gone. And it says that the disciples fled. All of them ran away. It says on Good Friday, in the Gospel of John, that the beloved disciple, believed to be John, knew someone in the Sanhedrin, so he was inside, and Peter went with him, but he didn't go all the way inside. He was behind the gate. And he begins to be questioned, his connection with Jesus. And I'm sure there's just so much fear that he too would be arrested. He too would be brought in. He too might be scourged, hit across the face. I don't know. I also wonder how much Peter could see. Was he listening in? Did he hear what was happening? There's a lot of fear, so he denies him. three times, as Jesus predicted, and of course he denied at the Last Supper. And then he hears the cock crow and is reminded, of course, that Jesus indeed had predicted this. What would that have felt like in his heart? To have this sense that, no, I'm not going to do this. How many times in my own life have I confessed a sin and I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do this again. And then, boom, the cock is crowing again. And I'm reminded of my pride. I'm reminded of my, I don't know, doing something out of fear, doing something out of whatever else. We see Peter, then he runs away again. And we don't hear from him until Easter Sunday. And there's some indication that, man, he was just in so much fear that he didn't even go with the women in the morning. I find that really interesting. These disciples who followed Jesus for so long, yet, you know, if I would think if they had an inkling that Jesus wouldn't have been there, they would have all checked immediately in the morning. But fear had overtaken them. Peter denies Jesus, and then he's crucified. John is there and probably tells them how everything went. He's probably in the city even still and close. Maybe at that house where they celebrated the Last Supper, the family that accepted them in. Maybe they're still staying there. Maybe he feels even the earthquake when Jesus dies. Maybe they're all together and they all feel the earthquake together. What does it feel like for your mentor, your teacher, your guide, your best friend to die and you ran away and you felt the quake? I don't even know if Peter would have gone there. I get a sense in my own heart that I wouldn't have gone back with the disciples that night. After I denied Jesus, I would have gone to hide. I know I would have. I would have gone to hide. I can remember distinctly as a kid doing something really stupid. It wasn't really horrible or anything. Just really, really stupid. And I hid in my closet. I hid there until my mom and dad came to find me. And I think they saw that I was so scared that I didn't get in too much trouble. I just did something kind of stupid, but I hid. I was afraid of getting in trouble. I was afraid of, I don't know, I just felt really dumb. And I can imagine Peter hiding, going off to some dark place in the city and not wanting to see anyone because he knows if he sees them, he's going to feel shame and he's not going to be able to say anything. So he was probably alone when the earth shook, and I'll bet you he felt it. And the tears started going down his face for his mentor, for his teacher, for his friend, that he died and he denied him. The tears streaming down his face and the shame filling up his heart and the feeling of wanting to be alone even more and being alone even more, hiding. I'll bet you he didn't sleep all that night. Maybe he fell asleep against a wall on the street. Just feeling the weight of all that going through his head. What could I have done? What should I have done? Beating himself up. Bet you there was a lot of temptation from the enemy that night. getting him, wanting him to do a lot worse things. We know what happened to Judas. I wonder if those same feelings were going through Peter's head. And I also wonder if the Lord preserved him from that, or the Lord gave him some consolation or feeling of mercy. Maybe one of his brothers found him on the street. Maybe they were looking for him. Maybe John found him. Maybe Andrew found him on the street and brought him back in, embraced him, and said, "It's okay. Just come be with us." It was a lot of fear. A whole day, and a half goes by in a lot of fear. And then even Saturday night, probably one of those nights again where they're locked in a room out of fear. They're scared. They don't know what to do. They probably fall asleep out of exhaustion. Probably fall asleep out of just sheer exhaustion. What would it be like to be in that room with them, feeling the weight of running away from Jesus just a day and a half before, getting the story from John and Mary of his death and burial, and you weren't there? I wasn't there because I was ashamed. I ran away. What would that have felt like? Falling asleep in probably an uncomfortable position with the intention of staying up all night to beat myself up even farther. I'm waking up in the morning and the women have gone off and you don't hear from them for a little while, and they come back with this extraordinary story. And you run there with John. And he beats you, of course, and he tells you about it. And Jesus isn't there. And you come back and say, "Yeah, he wasn't there. He's gone. What happened? What happened? He said he would rise. Is that really what happened?" I encourage you, whenever you're listening to this, to enter into that mystery of Holy Saturday, the mystery of the lives of the disciples that we never see. We never see what happens, what they did, how they felt. We don't get to interview them. We can imagine how it would feel. We can imagine ourselves there. Maybe even imagining Jesus when he comes into that upper room when we're terrified. What does it feel like to see him for the first time in 3-4 days? He's risen, but we don't see him yet. And he comes into the upper room. Whew, tears and screams and joy and embracing and all those things. The joy of Easter is quite different when I think about it through the lives of the disciples who went through this unimaginable agony. I mean, an agony that I can't even start to think about. That their teacher, their mentor, their best friend died. They ran away. They hid in fear. And he comes back to them and embraces them in love and mercy. You can imagine Peter seeing him that very first time, thinking, "I thought I screwed it all up. man, I thought I messed it all up. And Jesus said, you can't mess it all up. I've got you. Maybe even hear Jesus say that to you today. You can't mess it all up. I got you. I love you. Come back to me. Don't forget me. Just come back to me. He loves you so much. It's incredible. Good Friday is a good day for me. It reminds me of how much he loves me. I hope that you know how much he loves you. I really want you to know how much he loves you. Because he does. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, he loves you. And I love you. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. I will see you again next week. God bless.